Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 5, 2024, the world's most ethical edition. And we begin with that story from a press release on Business Wire that Ethisphere has announced the 2024 World's Most Ethical Company designations. 136 honoree companies were recognized by Ethisphere for leadership and business integrity. The key number, however, is that there is an ethics premium of 12.3% over the past 5 years. This represents the margin by which publicly traded companies recognized in the World's Most Ethical Company awards outperformed a comparable mix of global companies over a five-year period from January 2019 to January 2024. I'd urge you to check out the entire press release and website. It's fascinating, but this ethics premium is just stunning. Our next story comes to us from a local Fort Lauderdale outlet, Local10.com, which reports that an ex-Venezuelan major in Fort Lauderdale admitted to a role in a $1.7 million fraud involving corruption. He pretended to be involved in the financing of food imports when in reality it was just a fraud. The DEA is still investigating the fraud, but Nepar Escanola, a Venezuelan living in Florida, pled guilty to this charge. Next up from the Financial Times, Apple is fined 1.8 billion euros for breaking EU law over music streaming. Brussels has fined Apple more than 1 billion euros for stifling competition from rival streaming services. The first time the iPhone maker has been punished for breaching EU law. Marguerite Vestager, the EU's competition chief, said the tech giant had broken EU antitrust laws for a decade by restricting developers from informing consumers about alternative, cheaper music services available outside the Apple ecosystem. And a final story comes to us from the Wall Street Journal, which reports that former Twitter executives have sued Elon Musk over unpaid severance. For those who don't remember, Elon Musk unceremoniously dumped all of the senior-level managers and executives at Twitter after he took over the company, claiming that they had all breached somehow their employment contracts, no doubt by signing up to do a deal with him. And that way, he got out of paying $128 million in severance. He is one skinflint. So, more litigation involving Elon Musk. He is beginning to rival Donald Trump in the amount of litigation he generates. So we'll continue the law watch on Elon Musk. Happy March 5th. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website, and get the white paper.
The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.